This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Mutinous soldiers say they have overthrown Niger's democratically elected president. The soldiers said on state-run television Wednesday night that they removed President Mohamed Bazoum because of the country's deteriorating security. The announcement was made after a day of uncertainty as President Bazoum was held at the presidential palace surrounded by members of his own guard. It was unclear where the president was at the time of the announcement or if he had resigned. At a press briefing in New Zealand, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that Washington fully supports President Bazoum.
We call for his immediate release. We condemn any effort to seize power by force. We're actively engaged with the Niger government, but also with partners in the region and around the world. We'll continue to do so until the situation is resolved appropriately and peacefully.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said he strongly condemns the unconstitutional change of government in Niger. In a written statement, Guterres called on everyone involved in this deplorable act to release Bazoum immediately and without any precondition. Threats to Bazoum's leadership would undermine the West's efforts to stabilize Africa's Sahel region, which has been overrun with coups in recent years. North Korea's state-run news outlet says leader Kim Jong-un met with the Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu in the North Korean capital Pyongyang Wednesday to discuss military issues. The official Korean Central News Agency says Kim and Shoigu reached a consensus on unspecified matters of mutual concern in the field of national defense and security and on the regional and international security environment. This is VOA News. The meeting between Shoigu and Kim Jong-un was held on the 70th anniversary of the armistice that ended fighting in the Korean War that began in 1950 when the peninsula split between communist-run North and the U.S.-backed South. KCNA also says Shoigu conveyed to Kim a warm and good letter signed by Russian President Vladimir Putin. Samsung Electronics on Thursday said the worst is over for the global memory chip market, but announced plans to extend production cuts because a demand recovery is largely constrained to high-end chips used by in artificial intelligence. Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang has more.
Samsung's chip division has had to put up with an unprecedented semiconductor downturn brought about by a slowing global economy and high interest rates. It's led to a record $7 billion loss in its bread-and-butter chip business in the first 6 months of this year. For the quarter ending in June, Samsung recorded a 95% profit plunge, its second lowest quarterly profit in 14 years. The business is likely to remain in the red in the current quarter. But the company eased worries, with losses shrinking slightly compared to the first quarter owing to higher-than-expected shipments of DRAM chips driven by AI demand. Analysts believe AI will help improve growth in the broader chip market, and Samsung is expected to mass-produce its own HBM3 chips, a high-end product that powers generative AI devices, later this year.
That was Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. A new study warns the system of Atlantic Ocean currents could collapse this century with potentially catastrophic effects. The story by AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
It's called the Atlantic Meridional Overturning Circulation, a system of ocean currents bringing warm water north and cold water south. It's a lengthy process, but it's slowed even more since the mid-1900s. Scientists say a further slowdown or complete halt could create more extreme weather in the northern hemisphere, sea level rise on the east coast of the U.S., and drought in southern Africa. The timing is uncertain, but Danish researchers in a study published in Nature Communications now say the system could collapse as soon as 2025. I'm Ben Thomas.
Sinead O'Connor, the Irish singer known for her stirring voice, her 1990 chart-topping hit Nothing Compares to You and Outspoken Views, has died at the age of 56. Reuters correspondent Emma Jill reports.
Irish national broadcaster RTE quoted a family statement saying they were devastated over the passing of their beloved Sinead. The brash and outspoken singer shifted the image of women in music in the early 1990s. Her shaved head directly challenged pop culture's notions of femininity. She had outspoken views on religion, sex, feminism, and war.
I'm Richard Green for VOA News.